A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millett here with Alex Keery. So, Alex, how are we going to do this? We're getting some people ready to honor some graduates. Now, we have a designated segment of the show coming up after the next news break. But do we want to kind of spread this out and do some of them now?
Absolutely. We got some people we can...
All right.
So it's like when you went to... Where'd you graduate high school, Ethan? Not for the high school, but I'm saying, where did you do the graduation? At the Huntsman Center?
No, West High graduations at the time were at Abravanel Hall.
Okay. Whoa, classy.
Well, it's like the neighborhood venue.
Oh.
So.
Whoa. It's just it's the thing that's in our backyard, Ethan. I graduated.
There are basically two places to hold events in that neighborhood. Yeah, yeah. There's Abravanel Hall and the Tabernacle, and you know, Tabernacle I don't think is available for high school graduations.
I graduated from the Key Arena where the Seattle Supersonics played.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, except for they don't play there anymore, and you know, and it's a sad thing. But here we go. Ethan, we've got a lot of folks who we want to honor.
We do.
So let's start it off here. And we're not going to do very many. You start it off, Ethan.
Okay, I'll start off.
In your most, like, I mean, like, if they're just prescribed reading, because you don't want to give emphasis too much.
Okay, all right.
Like they do at the graduation.
Hello.
why their voice cracked?
All right. Congratulations, Leah Lemon.
Devin Sloan.
Olivia Bruff, Bingham High School.
Kylie Herb.
You got it right. Michelle Lee Ludlow, Bonneville High School. Bonneville High School showing up today.
Yeah. Alyssa Glassford, Maple Mountain High School. Are we doing this right?
Yeah.
No, good. Awesome. Okay.
I'm getting chills. Aaliyah Dawson, Westlake High in Saratoga Springs, and Gideon Robbins from North Summit High in Colville.
Yeah. Could not disagree with Ethan enough. Oh, that was a different text.
That's the wrong one. Keep going.
Leilani Lovato, Tooele High School.
Well done. Hold on. I'm falling behind. Kira Cheshire, Bonneville High School.
Matthew Money, Springville High School, Year of the Toilet Paper.
A Mexican Place I Like gives you the fifth meal free if you use cash. That was another one from our previous segment.
Peyton Wilson, Davis High, go darts.
Hold on, I'm falling behind.
I got one. Kenna Sparks, Pleasant Grove High School. All right. So give me one more, Ethan, and then we'll wait for the next segment here to really prop these grads up, bro.
Abby Fowles, Skyridge High School. All right.
So there
we got more. We'll do more next time. Keep those coming in. We'll do we'll do this little ceremony for as many names as we have.
Yes. And look, if you want to add, you were the salutatorian or whatever, do it. No one's gonna check it, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Here's the other thing. We got some college grad stuff coming in, too. So, yeah, keep those going. We'll read some of these. And in the meantime, Ethan, I wanted to get to this one, and that is University of California system. Speaking of these people who are moving on to the next level from high school, the University of California system is considering dropping the ACT and SAT requirements, including at Cal Berkeley and at UCLA. Now,
really?
These have for a long time. Now, and every school is different when it comes to – and they fluctuate. They change all the time when it comes to, hey, here's how much we're going to weight the ACT, SAT scores, your GPA, the extracurriculars, their essays, an interview possibly. You know, all these things go into who it is that they're picking. BYU, now sort of famously over the last little while has changed up some of their admissions to not be so academically based, where it was like, hey, super high GPA, really good ACT, which is kind of what it turned into over the last little while. And it kind of opened to a more broad, like, hey, let's consider what they did, you know, outside the classroom, what their extracurricular stuff was, what the programs that they participated in. And well, so I think this is smart. This is the best time to do it. And schools, frankly, should be doing this more intensely already, because while the ACTs and SATs are important, there are some people who it does not matter a lick. They will be extremely good students at your school and might not score very well on the ACT.
And this is something that I think colleges should consider. It's fine to have the straight A student, but get some kids in there that did really poorly in high school. You know, you want to have kind of a mix of kids, right, at your school. So mix it up a little bit. I think overall everything will be better.
Well, but here's the other thing. What's the hardest thing about college? Is it the academics or is it the paying for it part?
Well, the reality is a very hard thing.
The reality is you can give a lot of kids an opportunity, and they will be just as good at paying for college as the next guy. And they'll probably – look, I don't know about you, Ethan. Actually, I do know about you a little bit. I found out more how to learn in college than I ever did in high school. And I actually learned how to study. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was a huge deal. That's a huge step. I think somebody's got to – you figure that out. And then you start getting – then you start actually not just getting decent grades. You actually start applying things, doing stuff that's like life important. You realize that going to a university with a lot of general study classes were worth more to you because you liked to learn about things. And I want people to get to that point and not just go off of their ACT and SAT scores. Let them all in. Come on.
Yeah, I agree with you. A lot of the generals that I did in college wound up being some of the most memorable and classes and really meaningful to me long term. And I'm glad that I did it. And I've always kind of been an advocate for getting a good dose of variety and diversity in the things that you learn in college. But speaking specifically as to the whether or not we should ditch those SATs and ACTs, I bet, because ACTs and SATs, the standardized testing is controversial continually. It's continually controversial. And, you know, it favors men. It favors certain races. Other people are disadvantaged. You know what I mean? Just in the way the questions are asked and
information
that's included.
The ACTs, that was tilted toward me as a man?
Yeah, can you believe it? Something tipped your way as a white guy?
I didn't. But here's the other thing. I didn't do that well on it, you know?
You let your whole entire race and gender down.
No, but that's the thing is that I got lucky because I was accepted into school at a time when I probably – there's no way I would have gotten into BYU, you know, last couple of years. Maybe now with a little bit more of the like, what'd you do extracurricular? It's like, I did some cool things, man. Hey.
You played football? All right, you're in.
I was well-rounded. I was a fat kid.
My only point with bringing it up is that the standardized testings have been just constantly controversial. And I bet that a university could do a good job looking at grades, extracurricular activities, an essay, and an interview. I bet you get a lot of mileage out of that. I bet you could probably come to very good decisions just with those things.
Mm. I agree.
Don't you think?
Yep. I agree. Absolutely. We got to take the break. Hey, when we come back, guess what? We have our class of 2020 dedication we're going to be doing next segment here. It's our graduation 2020 brought to you by Chick-fil-A Utah, so you don't want to miss it. Here's the deal. We've got an article about what COVID is doing to this class of 2020. It's not just in terms of, you know, ruining your graduation and your prom, but how it's going to shape you. Plus, what some leaders across the country say about this graduating class. And I've got some gift ideas for 2020 grads. So, Grandma, Grandpa, you listening up out there? News, traffic, and weather right now. It's KSL News Radio. It's a Nightside Project.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.